RadioSaintPete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today Charlie reviews The November Man, now playing in area theaters.
Spy thrillers, while limited by genre boundaries, still come in quite a few shapes and sizes. There's the old veteran who teaches the newbie the ropes, the grizzled graybeard called back in from retirement for one last job, the guy who must recruit a new team to accomplish an impossible mission, and they usually involve a mysterious seductress whom you are not quite sure you can trust. The November Man cherry-picks a few of these ingredients and paints by numbers the rest of the way. It will give you your spy thriller fix, but not much more, as it safely treads water, declining the opportunity to venture beyond its borders. Pete Devereaux, played by Pierce Brosnan, is a bit too old and way too savvy to be a martial arts machine, Jason Bourne type. He is also not James Bond. He operates with a much lower profile and prefers the company of a reliable pistol over any other gee-whiz gadgets. Pete has seen it all. There appears to be no situation he can walk into his master tradecraft skill set has not prepared him for. After an early incident motivates his retirement to a Swiss lake hideaway, is anyone surprised when his old boss comes calling to coerce him back in for a job only he can do? Pete's personal femme fatale is undercover in Moscow and needs retrieving. Before he can spirit her away, there are double and maybe even triple crosses for Pete to navigate. Pete's old protege, Mason, played by Luke Bracey, the agent he personally raised from a young pup, shows up with what looks like a couple dozen other agents. Isn't everyone on the same team here, specifically Team CIA? Set mostly in Belgrade, The November Man morphs from traditional thriller into a mystery as Russian assassins, the CIA, and Pete all comb the city for a girl who has certain information that could affect nothing less than the global balance of power between East and West. Standard in most spy movies, there are some noticeable plot holes hanging around, which are best ignored if you want to immerse yourself deeper into the plot and action scenes. Why are Belgrade-based CIA agents scurrying around Moscow? How does Pete, cut off from all intelligence sources, repeatedly find top-secret hideouts and safe houses? Plot holes come with the territory when cutting-edge spies are involved. It's up to you how much they affect your viewing experience. The November Man is adapted from Bill Granger's book, There Are No Spies, and is the seventh installment of a long series following the character Pete Devereaux. There are a few engaging antagonists to focus on, including a powerful Russian politician played by Lazar Rostovsky, and his loyal and lethal pet assassin, played by Emila Tetzeremich. But director Roger Donaldson chooses to craft The November Man mostly as American spy versus spy. Who will win between the old dog who taught the new dog all of his tricks? The cat-and-mouse game between Devereaux and Mason is suspenseful now and again, when they are on foot blasting a path through Belgrade. But it is ho-hum business as usual when they resort to hand-to-hand combat exchanging insults. The familiar spy platitudes and pontifications concerning what sort of human you morph into after so many killings are almost enough to sink the film. I am all for philosophical introspection for those with a license to kill, but at least put some heavy lifting behind the moral crises instead of employing it as a gap filler between shootouts. The film's climax also springs a speech of awkward reasoning on the audience straight out of left field that earlier exposition and revelations did not prepare us very well for. I hesitate to recommend The November Man, a title which is only explained at the very last minute and lacks any impact whatsoever. But gosh darn it, I love spy thrillers, even if they lean toward forgettable. I do not expect to remember too much about Pierce Brosnan's new action hero. He is not Bond, and he is not Bourne. He occupies a lesser tier, but one I am willing to visit every now and again between superior spy films like Argo and A Most Wanted Man. I give The November Man 3 out of 4 stars.
The November Man is rated R, now playing at Touchstar Cinemas Seminole 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, the Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas, AMC Woodland Square 20, AMC West Shore 14, Britain 8, Movico Palm Harbor 10, the Cine Bistro in Hyde Park, AMC Veterans 24, Regal Citrus Park Stadium 20, and Movico Centro Ybor 20. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit Charlie Jewell, JUHL.com.
RadioSt.Pete.com.